This is Andre High, and you're listening to The Crew on WRSU FM New Brunswick.
This is a WRSU Crew special report.
Next year, I'll be going to college too.
So there you have it. Dylan Harper, the number three recruit in the class of 2024, the top player in the state of New Jersey, has verbally committed to Rutgers University. Alec Krathimmel here with a WRSU Crew special report. I'm joined by our panel of Nick Hart, Dylan Allen, Alex Carminati, our broadcasters for tonight's game. Eddie Kalecki and Dave Palumbo will be joining us shortly, but for now, boy, oh boy, what a day it is in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Start spreading the news. As Sinatra once said, start spreading the news. It's a great day for Rutgers basketball. Dylan Harper is coming on the banks, and I mean, you knew this kid was special, you knew this kid was going to be a talent wherever he went, but the fact that he's coming to join Steve Peichel's program very, very shortly, I tell you, that is going to be a great scene for Rutgers, and we get the Harper brother part two. His older brother Ron, of course, played for Rutgers, had so many great, memorable moments with the Scarlet Knights. Looking forward to having some more with Dylan as he'll be on the banks in a couple seasons.
And we want to hear your thoughts as well. We're having a special WRSU Crew report with your calls as well. So be sure to call in at 732-932-8800. Give us your thoughts, how happy you are with this commitment. I mean, it's hard not to be absolutely ecstatic. I mean, wow, what a day. It feels like it's been a long time coming, but the day has finally come, and he said that he'll be attending Rutgers University next year.
And he FaceTimed Ace Bailey afterwards, and Ace Bailey was just going crazy, so excited, and I imagine the whole process, Ace Bailey, maybe not as much in the dark as the rest of us, but in some ways questioning where Harper would go.
Sure.
And you saw the friendship kind of unfold after they both took their official visits. They made TikToks together online. It just, that you could see that there was some chemistry there, and Ace Bailey finally gets his wish, and along with every single Rutgers fan, student, and everyone who supports this program, everyone gets the wish. Dylan Harper, you are a Scarlet Knight, and I can't be more excited to watch this unfold next year, even though the three of us won't be here. We'll all be graduating in the spring, but I'll still be paying attention from wherever I am next fall into the winter, and then obviously the spring 2025, and the expectations now for this program are just through the roof, and I couldn't be more excited.
Well, I mean, again, what's so intriguing is that you're going to get a whole bunch of underclassmen, not just with Gavin Griffiths and Jamichael Davis, Ace Harper, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, Lathan Somerville, you got Dylan Grant, you got Bryce Dortch, you got all these young stars coming on in here, joining this Rutgers program very shortly. And, I mean, that tells you a lot about how much Rutgers has grown ever since the Steve Peichel era. You know, you bring Gio, you bring Ron, you bring Jacob Young, you bring Miles Johnson, you bring in Cliff. Now we're in the play of all these mega stars, mega high school recruits, considering Rutgers in a legitimate fashion. And they get Dylan Harper, the number two recruit in his high school class. I mean, that really just puts the ultimate icing on the cake. And that cake is going to be a beautiful cake that you're going to buy at the bakery, enjoy tonight with the family, have some great milk, some great cookies to go along with it. You put the sprinkles on top of the cake. You put the icing as well. You enjoy it with the family. You have a grand old time with everybody, as this is a massive Rutgers celebration to see Dylan Harper commit to Rutgers men's basketball.
So we got our first caller on the show, and it's one of our own, Moshe Golubchik from WRSU Sports. You're on the WRSU Crew Special Report. How you feeling right now with Dylan Harper committing?
I'm feeling pretty good. I saw the report right before I had to give a presentation in class, so that news got me through my presentation. And I just want to say, Carm, I think Priscilla appreciates you giving her some cannon fodder for the next highlight reel.
Well, Mo, before we got on the air, I was informed about that lovely social media post of me and my cake and my whole delights. But this is a very special day for Rutgers men's basketball. And look, I mean, we talked a lot about, you know, the guys Peichel brought in, the Geos, the Rons, the Jacob Youngs, all, you know, that crew. But you got this new era of the Griffiths, the Davises, Somerville coming in, Dylan Harper now, of course, Ace Bailey joining the banks. I mean, this is where it's really at, Dylan. And I mean, the standards, we talked about it before already and many times throughout all of our programming, the standards just get higher and higher for this program as years go on. Now that you get Dylan Harper to join the show, the standards go even further. And honestly, you might have to set new standards now.
Well, I think it really is telling about Steve Peichel. And, you know, we lost a recruiter too when Carl Hobbs left and all that. But like you said, Carm, the fact that Steve Peichel has really built this program from the ground up, and I actually, a couple months back, I found an old video that Rutgers put out, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago at this point, where Steve Peichel says when he first got to the Banks, he had people who would call him 2 hours before tip-off and he could get them tickets courtside. He said, now people call me, I can't even get them up in the rafters at Jersey Mike's Arena. So I think it's really a credit to Steve Peichel and his team that, you know, Rutgers went from, they rebuilt the program with Ron and Gio and Caleb, but that's because those were the guys that Steve Peichel could get back then. And now Steve Peichel's out there getting these guys, you know, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. We're talking about guys who are probably going to be one and done to the NBA, and they're gonna be playing in Piscataway.
Yeah, so what a day it is. Mo, we thank you for giving some of your thoughts on the day, and of course we'll see you a little bit because you're part of our sports department. So, thank you, Mo, for the call, and we'll see you in a little bit. All right, so that was Mo Golubchik. We got another WRSU sports guy on the line, this time an alum, the one and only Jack Bisaya. Jack, you're on the crew. How you feeling right now?
Ecstatic is one word to say it. I mean, man, what a last hour, huh? I mean, we're all expecting this 4:30 announcement for Dylan Harper, and then the unexpected Woj bomb comes in. A lot of noise about that. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot about that over the next couple of days. But, man, what a day.
Well, Jack, it's great to hear from you, my good friend. And I'll tell you this
much. My good friend, Carm, what's up?
Well, look, I am shaking and baking right now because Dylan Harper is going to Rutgers. I mean, I'm getting my groove on with this move. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal decision for him to make, and you're bringing in a new class act, talented player on the Banks with all the other youngsters we've talked about already in the first 8 minutes of this program. So this whole new recruiting class just gets better and better and stronger when you get Ron Harper Jr.'s brother Dylan Harper now in the mix. I mean, it's really exciting. And, you know, some worries were maybe he doesn't come to Rutgers, maybe he goes to Duke, maybe he goes to Indiana, maybe he goes to all these, you know, different schools that he could be looking elsewise. But he says, you know what, I'm going to stay home, I'm going to come to Rutgers, I'm going to build my own Dylan Harper legacy, I'm going to build off the Ron Harper legacy that was here before, and on top of that, we're going to keep the trend going of Rutgers basketball turning things around, becoming a basketball school, and being able to recruit top-notch talent to this program.
100%, and I put an emphasis on classy. Dylan Harper, definitely a classy guy. Never met him, but he's Ron Harper Jr.'s brother, so he's got to be a classy guy.
I've met Ron, and Ron is the classiest of all class acts. So I think it tells you a lot about what we're getting here when it comes to a person for Rutgers men's basketball now with Dylan Harper.
No, you're right. I mean, so much to unpack here with Dylan Harper. Dylan Harper committing to Rutgers is just like a fever dream at this point. I remember when I came in to Rutgers. I mean, that was right at the beginning of their, you know, big run that they've had making NCAA tournaments, and to go from there to where we are now, where we're bringing not just Dylan Harper. I mean, Dylan Harper's like the biggest recruit, but Ace Bailey's right there behind him. Right there behind him. And you can make an argument in some aspects that Ace Bailey might be a better player than Dylan Harper. And that's not any slight at either both of them. Like, this is a incredible recruiting class that's coming into Rutgers. And I personally cannot wait to watch both these guys play for us. And even so, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, Gavin Griffith, maybe good chance he's still there next year. Who knows who's there after that? I mean, I'm so excited. I am definitely very excited to see how this team goes. And as a Rutgers fan who's been here for all the years of NCAA tournaments, make or miss, you know, Purdue game, all of that, incredible day. Incredible day to be a Rutgers fan and proud alum.
And I think one of the biggest things, too, that's not being talked about is the impact this has on New Jersey recruiting for the future. Because the biggest thing with Rutgers was keeping talent in state. especially for football, when they were at their top of the game, it was tough to keep talent in state. And for basketball, it's just as high with New Jersey high school guys. So the fact that this might be one of the stepping stones for the future classes to go forward, Pikel can use this and say, hey, listen, Dylan Harper came in, averaged 20-something points per game, and went to the NBA. We are good enough for you to stay here instead of having, you know, I forget the kid's name from Camden, but he went down to Kentucky.
DJ Wagner?
Yeah, exactly. A kid like that now at a five-star might look at Rutgers more seriously going forward. So I think that's another huge step to be able to keep talent in-house and in-state.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rutgers is a huge New Jersey's a huge recruiting ground, and that's huge. That's huge when you got a guy like Dylan Harper staying in state, and he's able to have trust in Steve Pikel and the Big Ten, and hopefully, you know, things work out for him. Moving forward, going into the NBA, because we all expect him to be an NBA prospect here. I think that really does wonders for Steve Pikel and the program he's building.
Yeah. Well, Jack, we thank you for your call. Always good to hear from you. Hope you're doing well post-Rutgers. And, yeah, thank you so much for your call, and it's a great day.
Of course, guys. Anytime. Carm, DA, Alec, you guys always do a great job. Carm, I know you're a classy guy. Everyone else, Alec, DA, all you guys, classy guys. Take care, all right?
All right, thanks,
well, thank
Jack.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
So we got to keep moving. We got a ton of callers on the line. Next up, we got Terry from Monroe. Terry, you're on the WRSU crew. How are you feeling right now?
Guys, I am ecstatic. Ecstatic. I'm 67 years old. I was at the Final Four in 1976, and I have not been as happy since then. We've had our moments. We've had our moments. We've had the James Baileys. We've had our other years. We've made the NCAAs. But this is turning things around totally. Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper, A1 and A1 and B1, whatever you want to call it, these two guys together who play together half of the summer in these different tournaments, who get along together, perfect complements for each other, they are going to turn us into the Gonzaga of the East, where people will want to come to Rutgers. Nobody ever heard of Gonzaga until they had a great team. They had a great team. All of a sudden, everybody wants to go there. It's the old... You can't recruit until you win, and you can't win until you recruit. Well, now we've recruited. We have these guys. We have quality guys. Not even 3-4 star. These are 5-star guys. These are 2 of the top 3 players in the entire country. In the entire country. This is what we're talking about here. I can't tell you how happy I am when I heard it. And I got to tell you, I was so nervous because I said, why did he pick this date? He picks a date when Rutgers is down in Wake Forest, coming off one of our worst losses of the year in the last couple of years, for a matter of fact. And as a Rutgers fan who loses over and over again and gets your heart torn out, even when they didn't make the tournament last year when they should have. You know, it's like there's always something that comes up, always something. And here it is, well, it's going to be like, well, I really considered Rutgers. I really liked them a lot, but Indiana won my... No, he's coming here. We're going to make it.
Yes, sir, Terry.
It's going to be one of the best years ever.
Well, I love it, Terry.
Look,
love
I mean,
the energy.
Look, this is remarkable. And look, to feed off that, and Nick, I'll go to you to follow up. You know, you get Harper and Ace Bailey. We had Ron and Gio for a long time as this big dynamic duo. Coming up next, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, the next dynamic duo for Rutgers men's basketball.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
We already got Trey McKinney interested in coming here.
Yeah, I mean, the Rutgers recruiting class, you know, we touched on it before. It's huge for Rutgers, but it's also huge for New Jersey basketball. I mean, some of the best high school basketball players in the state, and now with Rutgers having 2 of the top 3 recruits in this recruiting class, it's awesome to see. I mean, my first 2 years here, a little bit of a heartbreak as far as, you know, the NCAA tournament losing to Notre Dame in overtime. My first year here as a freshman, and then last year, kind of the wheels falling off, losing 8 of their last 11, so... Having this and, you know, going into this season, it brings a different type of energy, I feel like, both for the fan base and for the team, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, what's to come here in the future.
God, you guys are great, man. You do a great job. You get everybody enthused, and, man, there's no better. This is America's just the best Christmas present I've had in years, brother.
I'm with you on that one, Terry.
Well, Terry,
beat Sox. It beats Sox.
Well, look, it beats Sox, coal, and bad stew, but it beats a whole bunch of things. And Terry, we thank you for your call as we're all jumping for joy here as Dylan Harper is off to Rutgers University. Okay, we have a couple callers on the line. We're going to hold them for one moment because we're going to go to Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Our announcers for tonight's game, Eddie Kalegi, David Palumbo, they have some strong opinions and very high enthusiastic feelings about this moment. Eddie, David, what's going on down in North Carolina?
Carm, what is going on? First of all, really like this college. We've had a great day so far, and it just got a whole lot better in the past hour when I found out about the Woj bomb dropping and Dylan Harper announcing it. This is massive. And again, for me, I mean, next year, I'm going to be a senior. I am so looking forward to next basketball season. Still got a long way to go this year to focus on. There's a game to play in less than an hour, but for right now, I mean, to think that this is the same Rutgers program that just less than 8 years ago lost by 50 at home to Purdue, and now will have two of the top three recruits in an entire class joining their team. This is incredible for this program. I mean, I know they're both only going to be here for like 1 year, but that 1 year is going to be so special. And Dylan Harper, I had my doubts. The fact that he's coming to Rutgers, really, really exciting.
Well, look,
yeah,
you know,
Carm, yeah, it didn't make sense for me, thinking that Ace Bailey, this guy not from Jersey, was just going to randomly come to Rutgers by himself without Dylan, his boy, playing in the summer together. And then it happens, finally today. We were driving on the way here. We were going to watch the video live at 4:30, and then we're just getting texts that, oh, Woj bomb. He's on his way. He's coming to RU. So super exciting day, Dylan and Ace. I mean, what could be better? The expectations for next year just automatically just start shooting high. And I loved what the last caller said about making this the Gonzaga of the East Coast. Man, just to think about that, that could be something special.
Well, look, I mean, again, it is a remarkable standing. And whether they're here for 1 year, 2 year, whatever, this sets a new precedent for NBA talent that could come through Rutgers and become really big things in the National Basketball Association. So this is a great moment. It also sets just great new standards for this program. We talked before about the standards and the high achievements they've had the past couple of years with Steve Peichel, but this is a new level of standards, and this is where it gets started. Where if these two guys become the focal points for men's basketball, then for 1 year, 2 year, whatever it is, this becomes a whole new brand ball game and a whole different program of NBA talent being able to come to Rutgers, being able to succeed at Rutgers, and being able to represent Rutgers at the highest levels of basketball.
And Carm, one more point I want to make.
Sure.
I heard what Dylan said a few minutes ago. Spot on. This, it means a lot, not just for Rutgers, but I think New Jersey basketball, maybe athletics as a whole. New Jersey has such good high school athletics, but they can't retain their talent. And we've seen that in basketball and elsewhere, basketball especially. So many good schools, the Catholic schools up north, the public schools in the Shore area, and they can't keep this talent. They go elsewhere. So the fact that Rutgers is able to keep Dylan Harper from Don Bosco and get him to come here to Rutgers is really crucial, not just for the school, but I think for New Jersey basketball in general.
Eddie, you're spot on. Dylan brought up DJ Wagner. He's an absolute stud, top five player in the country last year. Tahai Pettiford, he's going to Auburn. Nas Cunningham, it's just loaded year after year. There's Jersey studs that come through and just don't even think about Rutgers, right? They'll maybe include them in the list. They'll get an offer. They'll come take a visit, but they don't actually seriously consider coming to RU and playing for Peichel. But now anything is possible. It's such a program-changing moment. Just the expectations for next year are going to be so high. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
I mean, what a day for the sports world, too. Not just Dylan Harper, but a couple minutes ago, Juan Soto officially a New York Yankee. That trade just
closed
for me.
Oh, my. We don't have to talk about that.
I'm just saying, I have to break the news for people who don't know.
Woohoo!
We don't have to go into specifics, but yeah, Juan Soto, Yankee, Dylan Harper, Scarlet Knight. This might be one of the better days of the year for at least Alec and I, since we're both Yankee fans in here, but... Oof, what a day indeed. Dylan Harper, Scarlet Knight, can you guys believe it?
Well, look, I mean, hey, it's great for Rutgers, but the evil empire always gets their way in the New York Yankees somehow. I mean, the Galactic Empire, Emperor Palpatine, whatever you want to call them, they somehow find a way to manipulate baseball. But what you can't manipulate is this moment for Rutgers men's basketball and how Dylan Harper is going to make his way on the banks, team up with his good buddy, Ace Bailey, and the rest of the crew. It's going to be a delight. And Eddie, look, you're a senior next year. Alec is gone. I'm gone. Dylan's gone. Lieutenant's almost done with school. The three of us here in studio will be gone by next year. This
don't
is
make
your
me cry now, Carm.
Huh?
It's reminding me of that regular show me and we're
he said,
we're
don't make me cry.
Up over yeah. here and wait.
Well, look, I mean, look, I will mail you, you know, tissues from here down to North Carolina if you want them. But the point is that you, my friend, have a great opportunity here to be covering some of the best moments of Rutgers men's basketball in your senior year as one of our top guys here.
I'm really looking forward to it. The other thing, too, is the other reports that have come out of this about maybe the Adidas partnership will end and Rutgers might become a Nike school next year. I'm very much
Thank
looking
God.
Forward to that, too.
I'll give Adidas credit. Their basketball jerseys were very good.
Uh-huh.
There's no problems with that. I just think the Nike... You can't beat the swoosh. And just seeing Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey have the swoosh right on their chest, it'll look so much better. And who knows, they might even create some retro jerseys with like the retro Nike look where they write out Nike. It's going to look a lot better. And yeah, that's just exciting stuff. That was kind of a rumor, but they didn't really officially make that it didn't come out. But now apparently the reports are that they're going to fulfill their contract with Adidas until the end of this year and then switch over to Nike.
And one more thing that we haven't even talked about yet. Rutgers men's basketball, the team, has a game tonight down in North Carolina at Wake Forest.
They do.
So what's the environment like there right now? Is it like, have the players noticed? Has there been like a, you know, some kind of celebration or anything like that? What's the vibe like down in Winston-Salem?
The vibe is pretty dead, to be honest with you, Alec. There's not a ton of people here so far, but the Rutgers contingency is here. And I'm sure they're pretty excited, but they're not making a lot of noise. The fans in general are just not really here yet. It's 5:22. Tip-off is in just under 40 minutes, so I'm sure it's going to get packed. But Wake Forest coming off a big comeback victory against Florida last week, a big ACC-SEC Challenge win, looking to extend their win streak, beat Southern Charleston the week before that, so looking for three in a row here at home. They actually haven't lost a home non-conference game in 24 straight matchups, so Rutgers looking to break that streak here tonight. But the Dylan Harper news hasn't really excited anyone because there's not a ton of people here, but I'm sure everyone among the team is super hyped.
Oh, well, sure. Well, look, gentlemen, no pun intended, and literally, we can hear you all the way from New Brunswick with how ecstatic you both are and with how Rutgers feels about this great moment. Guys, we're going to step aside from you for a few moments. We have another caller on the line. It's Brian from Hillsboro. Brian, how you doing tonight?
There we go. You should be on now.
Brian, you there, sir?
Yes. How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, we're doing fine, but I'm sure you're doing great, too. You know, Dylan Harper going to Rutgers, committing. Now, Adrian Wojnarowski kind of messed things up beforehand, and I'm sure, you know, folks aren't too thrilled with that. But regardless, all that matters is that Dylan Harper is going to be a Scarlet Knight for Rutgers men's basketball.
Absolutely. So, first, big shout-out to you guys for doing all you do for Rutgers sports and announcing. I don't think people understand the flight, the hotel, the travel. It's not an easy job. We appreciate you guys being out there for it.
Well, thank you very much. And you're not wrong on that one. It could be difficult and frustrating when certain flights or hotels or things
or
mess
airports,
up. Please.
That's a side conversation.
That is a side conversation that I'll save for another day. But no, I mean, look, I mean, we are fortunate to do what we do, and we appreciate the feedback that we just received. But at the same time, we're also so ecstatic that Dylan Harper is going to be a Rutgers Scarlet Knight. And this has major implications for the future of this program, big time.
So an interesting angle, too, that I don't know if you guys have gotten into a lot tonight. Think about this. He signed at the Fanatics headquarters today, right? And Trilly was dropping little hints yesterday that perhaps there's some Wall Street money behind it. Can you imagine if we can tap into the New York market for NIL, what that would do for Rutgers? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think that would be huge, honestly, especially getting some of the bigger corporate, you know, donors and all that involved, because that's kind of where the biggest deals lie. And I mean, the collectives are hugely important, especially for all they do, especially at Rutgers. But where these big deals come from, it's all the big money guys. So if they can get tapped into that and bring some of that stuff in, I mean, that would be huge for maybe getting players here, keeping them around. And yeah, we haven't thought about that yet, but yeah, that would be massive.
Well, I mean, if you can hit the New York market with anything, especially with Rutgers men's basketball, you're golden. Once you hit the New York market, the world is your oyster. And for this program now with Dylan Harper and for him, you know, making this decision in New York City, in Manhattan, I mean, you can't get anything bigger than that. So, Brian, I think you bring up a phenomenal point right there. And on top of that, this could really lead to something special more than just a play. This could be something that gets Rutgers in the New York market more. And when you're in the New York market, period, you go big across the entire country. So this could attract people not just in New York to follow Rutgers and for basketball players in New York to come here, but this could be, you know, hey, this is the Empire State of Mind, you know, mindset that we could be building here. You can get people from all across the country and even across the world to now start playing for Rutgers basketball.
And I'll give you an example, Alex. Mike Rapole, gentleman who went to St. John's, he ended up founding and creating Vitamin Water and sold it to Coca-Cola for billions and billions of dollars. And again, he's from Queens, went to St. John's. He was the main contributor to get Rick Pitino to be their head coach this past year.
Right.
Again, he sold that company or sold the product for $3 billion. And that's just a guy from Queens went to St. John's and he just funded some money to get Rick Pitino. And the fact that maybe there's some Wall Street dealings going on that could potentially be the future funder for a lot of these NIL deals for players for really any sport, if that is a consistent enough of a kind of a cow to go back to, if you will,
yeah,
It's going to be very, very fulfilling going forward.
Definitely. And Nick, just your thoughts on this too, because you know you still have plenty of time here at Rutgers to go. So from what you've seen at Rutgers, and you've got a couple more years to go, this could be big for you as you grow in your time as a student here, on the banks.
Yeah, Carm, like I said, with a year left, really looking forward to the next season. And again, looking back on kind of the last 2 years, as we mentioned earlier, a little bit of disappointment. You know, you come to a school, you want to see your team in the tournament. You want to see them make a run. That's what it's all about. You know, you saw the St. Peter's, the Princetons. They made a nice run. It made a nice name for New Jersey. But this is Rutgers. You know, we're on the banks, and we are the State University of New Jersey. So looking forward to next year, it's awesome. I feel like people, I mean, they sell out Jersey Mike's Arena pretty much every home game, but now I feel like people are going to be lining up as early as they can for tickets, and I feel like a lot of fans are really going to be all in on this next season, and, you know, you hope that these guys are here for, obviously here for at least a year, but you hope, you know, maybe two, maybe 3 years, build a little bit, continue to bring in those top prospects. I mean, if you have guys like this coming in this year, who knows what next year looks like or the year after that, so honestly, this builds a great future, not just for next season, but for many seasons to come, I feel.
Yeah. And, well, Brian, we thank you for the call. Someone that's very familiar to me, my dad, thank you for calling in.
I had a feeling he was your father. because I see Brian from Hillsborough. Brian was so patient with us waiting on the air during Eddie and David and some of the other callers. I had a feeling he was your father. So, Brian, you were a class act, and your son is a class act.
Yeah, I've got one last thing to say to Alec, though. You know what, Alec?
What's that?
Go O's. Later.
Boo. He's an Orioles fan.
Is he really?
He is. They just signed Craig Kimbrell, so good for them. But Yankees are pretty close to getting Juan Soto.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on one second here. Quickly. Your father's an Orioles fan.
He is.
You're a Yankees fan.
I am.
But you both love Rutgers men's basketball.
We do.
What the heck is going on in your family right now?
Well, he was born in Baltimore.
Okay.
So, you know, that's where that came from.
But why not
he spent some time as a kid in Baltimore.
That's fair.
And that's why he's also a Park Kentucky basketball fan, because he was born around Lexington. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of different wide-ranging sports fans.
All right, fandoms. So he's bounced all over. What do you know?
Yeah.
Well, you're in a similar boat. Cardinals, Packers.
No, I know.
Your brother's a Boston fan?
That's true.
Yeah.
No, that's true. That's fair. That's fair. But Baltimore and the Yankees?
Listen, I like the Orioles. I know with a divisional foe, we're not supposed to root for them, but I was pulling for them in the playoffs. I wanted to see some of the younger guys do well. But don't forget, we still have about 15 minutes or so before we send it back to Winston-Salem for Wake Forest Rutgers. Call in at 732-932-8800. If you want to talk about Dylan Harper committing to Rutgers or the game tonight, either one, we'll take your call. Again, 732-932-8800 is the number to call. But guys, this—I just cannot believe that it has actually happened. Alec, I know you and I—we were hearing some things behind closed doors, but even then, you still didn't believe it fully, just because hearing the words "Dylan Harper is 100% Rutgers" or "Dylan Harper is going to go to Rutgers," it just was tough to process.
Sure.
Especially for Alec and I, we've been growing up as Rutgers fans our whole lives. This does not come every day.
Sure.
This Absolutely is once not. In a lifetime opportunity for football and basketball, like, mm-hmm, combined. Mm-hmm. This is monumental.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, for someone who's from New York and who didn't grow up following Rutgers sports, I don't know what that feeling is like exactly, but what I do know is that there's been lots of growth over the period of time that I've been here at Rutgers. And sure, you know, I knew about the football program and basketball, both teams, you know, growing up, how they had their great moments and their bad moments and what have you, but we see it now. This is the full-fledged, you know, real opportunity they have. This is a phenomenal team that's just getting better and better with this recruit class. And as time goes on, as the years go on, this is just the stepping stone for what's going to be Rutgers men's basketball post-Dylan Harper, even now with Dylan Harper when he comes. We have another caller on the line. He's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of everybody here. He's a good friend of WRSU. He's somewhere around the world. I think in the Czech Republic last time I checked. But it's former sports director here at WRSU, Gideon Fox. Giddy, is that you, sir?
Yes, it is, Carm. Good to hear from you.
Well, how are you doing, sir? And what time is it over there?
It's only 11:30. I don't have class till late tomorrow, so it's not too bad. But, I mean, everything that's happening today is worth staying up for. For some shocking reason, nobody in Prague is running through the streets screaming about Dylan Harper.
Are you kidding me? You might have to start that charge.
This is, like, I couldn't believe it when Roach tweeted it out. Kind of, I guess, anticlimactic, but I didn't want to believe it. But also just, like it's crazy. Like, how do you describe this to somebody that doesn't watch college basketball? You have to just, like, say that, like, Rutgers is they're now the UConn of college basketball. Or, like, they're the Alabama, you know, traditionally people don't follow sports. They'll think of Alabama as being good at college football. Now Rutgers is that school in college basketball and will continue to be, but this is just like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's so exciting.
Well, look, Giddy, this is where the fun begins. This is where the show really gets on the road. And at the same time, you know, you see all of that in play. This is just a big moment for this program. And we're going to be harpering on it as time goes on and harpering on it. Hopefully you picked up by now the pun.
No.
But the point is that, no, we will be harping on this for a while. And when we finally see him play with Ace Bailey and with Jamichael and Gavin Griffiths and the whole crew, these youngsters who are going to be the best of the best for this, you know, recruiting class when they come to Rutgers, on top of the freshmen we have already this year, this is massive. This is monumentous. And kudos to Steve Peichel. Kudos to Rutgers for being able to bring him here, having him stay in New Jersey. And look, we talked about it already. If Dylan Harper is a success, which we know and think he will be, why can't other New Jersey basketball players stay in the state and go to Rutgers?
Exactly.
Why
That's
not?
The point. And
no,
this
absolutely.
Is... Yeah, go ahead, Giddy.
The one question that I've kind of been thinking, a little game, let's say Cliff doesn't come back next year and this basketball season starts next week. The AP Top 25 preseason poll just came out. Where's Rutgers? And I don't know what Cliff's going to do, but let's say Cliff is gone, right? Let's say worst case scenario, Cliff goes to the league. We're a week away from tip-off. Is Rutgers top five? Are they top 10?
It's a tough question because they're both freshmen, and at that point you would have Antoine Wolfolk going into his first true year as a starter and Lathan Somerville as a freshman. So it's like, it's tough to tell. It wouldn't surprise me if they would be in the 20s or even outside the top 25, honestly, just because they're all freshmen. And sure. I don't know if the committee or the AP would even know how to kind of gauge them. But I would, if they were left out of the top 25, I would think they'd be right on the cusp, like around 28, 29, 30. But if they do make it in, I can't imagine them putting them top five off the bat. I'd probably lean top 15, top 20 if they're going to get in. I would think that's where they put them.
Well, look, I mean, we got to see results first. That's number one.
Right, exactly.
And look, depends on how this season ends or how this season goes the rest of the way. I'm not sure if we'll see them in that conversation. We could not. That all depends on what happens this year. But I will say, whether they're ranked top 25 or not, you should be very optimistic about this team. And if they don't start in the top 25 to begin next season, give them time to get in that conversation. And when they have success and the chemistry builds and these youngsters really, you know, lead the show as such young stars, then we say, hey, Rutgers has really turned ship around. They're a top 25 team. They can compete. They're not a one and done. They're not a fluke. They're not a team that just is in the top 25 for a week, and then when they lose, they're back outside. This is a legit contender for a Big Ten title and for a national championship. And this is not, you know, some sort of Mickey Mouse, mamby-pamby type of team. This is a legitimate basketball program that is changing waves in college basketball and that's rewriting history and changing college basketball for the better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's an exciting run. Like you said, Carm, it's just the start of the ride.
Well, Gideon, whether you're in the Czech Republic and wherever you are, get some sleep, and thanks so much for calling us here tonight on The Crew.
Appreciate it, guys. Good to hear from you.
Giddy Fox, a class act, class act.
The captain.
That's right. That's right, Captain Fox. Great guy.
I'm surprised you didn't say that.
It slipped my mind, I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen Giddy. I haven't talked to Giddy in a while before he just called us. But anyway, it's 5:37 here on the East Coast in New Brunswick, New Jersey, WRSU, with live coverage and live reaction of Dylan Harper's commitment to Rutgers men's basketball. Another caller on the line, a WRSU alum calling from Camden, New Jersey. It is Satch. Satch, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, we're doing fine, but I'm sure you're having a good time down in Camden right now.
Yes. So I was a WRSU alum in the early 2010s, and I remember any recruit in the top 150 was like a cause for celebration. So for me, it is downright shocking to see the number two and number three recruits in the country come to Rutgers, and to see that Rutgers haul in the number two recruiting class in the country. So I got two thoughts right now. Number one, I'm going to need Scarlet Fever and Barnes & Noble to expand their selection of merchandise, because I'm going to need the Bailey and Harper jerseys next season. And now I got a question for you guys. Since you guys are around the team more frequently, what was the temperature on how certain you were to land Dylan Harper? Was there ever any doubt that Duke would steal him at the last minute, or was there a fair amount of confidence?
For me, I think there's been a fair amount of confidence this whole time, really since, I would say, the summer. Just based on, you know, what I'd heard, I had some intel from assorted different people, you know, just having some other knowledge. It really did feel like it was solid. It was more so a matter of if rather than when, and the summer got extremely long in terms of how long we were going to wait. You know, first it was Peach Jam on July 4th, then it was that one weekend in August when he was playing in some different camp, then it was, you know, September, and then finally December 6th, we're here, and he is committed. So I really felt good this whole time. It's just a matter of when, not if. Got a little bit nervous when Kansas started to get involved, but then they kind of backed off, so it feels good for this to finally be over.
Hey, thanks, guys, and good luck to the Knights tonight.
Well, thanks so much for your call indeed. Satch, a WRSU alum. All right, gang, it's almost 5:40. Before we step aside and get set for basketball action down in North Carolina, let's get some quick final thoughts from the whole panel here.
Well, it's so tough because I've been waiting for this day for so long, and it's felt like it's been coming for so long that I don't even know what to say at this point. Like, I don't even know how else to describe it other than just, I mean, the day is finally here. It's really is crazy, and, you know, just amazing that this day has finally come. It stinks that it kind of got broken before he wanted to. Adrian Wojnarowski posted a few minutes ahead of time, and the Harper family didn't seem too pleased about that, but, you know, it's... I'm just glad to see that this day has finally come and that we're finally here.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming for guys like you and I, Alec, that have, again, been watching this team prior to being students and have been just watching closely, having family ties, going to games and all of that stuff. This stuff like this doesn't happen all the time. So, again, hopefully this sets something up in the future for commits to come here more regularly. But if this is a one-off type of thing, you know, I will be just grateful just to be able to experience something like this for a year or two, just based off the amount of years prior that we've been through as fans and now media, just kind of seeing this team kind of blossom into something big. So it is hard to believe that he is here, that he is committed. Now, again, he hasn't signed the national letter of intent. That's the big thing. That's the next step. Ace Bailey did, so that's good for him. So we'll wait and see with Harper, but hard commit. And again, like Alex said, it was just a matter of if, not when, or when, not if. So really, really excited. And tonight they have a chance to beat a pretty good Wake Forest team looking now to tonight and kind of get themselves back on track after a disaster of a game against Illinois.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, today was one of the first days where I really looked forward to seeing, you know, where is a recruit going to go. I was waiting all day for that 4:30, you know, live stream to go off. I'm on my phone at 4:25, 4:26, just on the overtime page looking for the live stream to go. And then I actually hopped on Twitter and saw the WRSU post that we had out there. And I was in the car with my buddies and I said, guys, Dylan Harper is coming. He's a Scarlet Knight. And they're like, oh, no, I don't see it anywhere. I don't see anywhere. And I'm like, no, it's official. Like, he is coming to Rutgers and he's going to be a Scarlet Knight. And, you know, just in the car with the three of us and then walking into my house, just a feeling of excitement and really just looking forward to what is to come for this Rutgers program.
Before I hand it back to Alec, I'll make my thoughts very brief. Look, again, it's a great move for Rutgers. It's phenomenal he's coming here, and this is where the fun begins, and this is where a whole new generation of Rutgers men's basketball gets started through this class with Dylan Harper being at the head.
Yeah, definitely. What a day it is. So with that, this has been our WRSU special report from live from the crew from New Brunswick, New Jersey. I want to thank my co-hosts Nick Hart, Alex Carminati, Dylan Allen. We want to thank all of you that called into the show. Give us your thoughts, some of your really, really excited thoughts, you know, everything that's gone on today. What a huge day it has been.